The first of which is the KSL Looping Project, the natural gas pipeline. Let's say no to KSL. The second pipeline that wants to come through Wet'suwet'en territory is the Enbridge pipeline. Let's say no to the Enbridge pipeline. The remaining pipelines, Kinder Morgan and Pembina pipelines, want to come through Wet'suwet'en territories. Let's say no to those pipelines. The pipelines plan on carrying crude oil from northern Alberta, a place called the tar sands. The tar sands contain the most toxic chemicals in the world. They're destroying the livelihood, they're destroying the lifestyles, and they're destroying a social network and a culture. Shame! Shame on the tar sands! That tar sands bitumen that they plan on bringing through BC, through Wet'suwet'en territories, is not going to happen, because we're going to stop it. They plan to bring the bitumen through Wet'suwet'en territories to the coast, to tankers, which will load up the bitumen in Kitimat and travel a precarious route through the interior channels and the canals along the coast. A place where many ships have sunk in the past. More recently, one of the BC ferries sunk in there a couple of years ago. Almost 20 years ago, there's Exxon Valdez on the North Coast. It's not a question of whether or not something's going to happen with the pipelines and the tanker traffic and the tar sands. It's a question of when it's happening. Right now, the tar sands are killing our friends in northern Alberta, and that's got to stop. There's a threat of the pipelines coming through Wet'suwet'en territories. Those pipelines plan to carry a bitumen through some incredible and precious territories belonging, a lot of those territories belonging to the Unist'ot'en. Those territories are the headwaters of the salmon that each of us depend on. They're the headwaters of the salmon that the animals and the rest of the ecosystems depend on. If we let those pipelines through, they threaten the livelihood of every living species that depends on these waterways. We have to stop those pipelines. Another reason why we're on this march is because of mining companies. There's a mining company or an exploration company called Lionsgate Metals that was attempting to go into Unist'ot'en territory this spring. 2.5 months ago, that exploration company was asked to leave that territory. They left. At this moment, there's another exploration company called Bard Ventures. Bard Ventures is exploring a site on top of Hunger Hill. Bard Ventures is exploring a molybdenum deposit and a copper deposit on top of Hunger Hill. They're looking at turning a small lake called Fish Pan Lake into a tailings pond. We're going to stop them from doing that. Bard Ventures is doing some exploration work on top of a sacred site for the Wet'suwet'en, a sacred site where our people fought the Tsilhqot'ins about 300 years ago. 300 of our warriors died on that site and were buried where they died and fought on that burial ground. It's a battleground and a burial ground belonging to our people, and it's been desecrated by Bard Ventures. They have to stop what they're doing. What else is going to do? Okay. So we're here today to stop industry from coming into unceded territories, a place where our rights still exist. They've always existed for millennia. Ah, what's up, Messiah?